Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. I hope you are all doing well wherever you are today. Today's episode, I thought we would talk about some ways to find closure after a breakup. A breakup is never easy, but when we are in a breakup after a narcissistic relationship, it can prove to be incredibly difficult in coming to terms with everything that's gone on, making sense of everything actually. But to keep this more general, I'm just going to share some general rules of healing after the breakup, getting that closure that you need. So we can dive deeper into specifics of narcissistic relationships in future episodes, because they do present a different type of recovery in lots of ways. But these still apply for anyone that's been in a relationship and is coming out of it, and you're needing that sort of, how do I get through this the best way? What is the best things that I can do for myself? So let me share some of those, what I believe are the best ways to heal. Number one, it's really important for you to embrace your emotions. Like, literally allow yourself to feel and process every single thing that you're feeling. I think sometimes we can digress, we keep ourselves occupied so we don't have to feel right. We distract ourselves with certain things to do because it can be really, really uncomfortable feeling into our feelings. But being able to embrace your feelings and to get to that place where, you know, accepting the feelings of sadness or anger, it's really a powerful way to heal by, yeah, I always say the saying, the only way out is through. And by embracing your emotions, it's allowing yourself to feel into the moment and just be okay with everything. Like, write everything down, keep a journal. That is one thing that I found to be incredibly helpful. All my clients, it's literally a thing we do, right? We write it down. And I even find writing is actually better than writing on your notes on your phone. Like, the practice of just writing with a pen and just writing it out is super powerful. So, you know, name the feelings, write it down. I am now feeling angry, I'm now feeling sad, or whatever the emotion is, keep that notepad next to your bed and embrace those feelings and be gentle with yourself at the same time. Don't sort of get mad at yourself if you're feeling a certain way and you think you shouldn't be feeling that. And because I know sometimes when we get out of a toxic relationship, you know, we're glad we're free of it, but at the same time, we really miss that person as well because they were all bad, right? And so I think it's really important to be able to not judge your feelings, not judge anything that you're feeling, just allow yourself to embrace the feelings. So that is my first point. Number two is, I believe it's a really good practice to learn, to be able to reflect and learn from the situation. Reflecting and learning. You might not always be able to do this right up because, again, we are processing those emotions. We're going through all of that initial grief. But I think being able to take time to reflect on the relationship and the reasons why that relationship ended. Of course, again, if you're in a toxic narcissistic relationship, it's a whole different ballgame. So I'm keeping it, like I say, very general here. But being able to reflect on that and identify maybe specific patterns of behaviors that you can see that contributed to the end of that breakup, like how you're showing up in that relationship, how the other person showed up in that relationship, and to sort of almost like reflect back into your other relationships as well. Now, this part of the healing and getting closure with yourself, it doesn't necessarily come early on. This reflecting and learning what I see can happen like months later. So when I'm sharing this, guys, it's not like you need to do all this in the first week or anything, but definitely I feel like reflecting on the relationship and how we showed up, how they showed up, what is my pattern, who do I keep attracting, what am I learning, and use this reflection as an opportunity for your own personal growth. You know, I always say your breakup is your spiritual awakening, because I really believe that we can take what's happened to us and turn it into a catalyst for epic transformational, like healing, growth, all of it. So I do believe that reflecting and learning is a very big part of the getting closure after your breakup. And the third practice, the third point I'd like to make, and I feel this is another very important one, the most important almost, is practicing that self-compassion, self-care towards yourself, like focusing on your own heart, mind, body, and soul, like being so good to yourself, like really taking the time. Because I think we hear these words, oh yeah, self-care, I've got to do that, I've got to do this. But we don't actually just sit there and ask ourselves, what does that mean to me? What is self-care? What is self-compassion? You know, engage in activities that bring you joy, for example. Have you got some hobbies that you love to do? What is it that makes you feel good? And having yourself a supportive network of people is incredibly powerful as well. Because I think it's also okay to also just be aware that grief can come in stages. Like initially you might be in the grief stage after the relationship ends, but sometimes that grief doesn't come until much later, like months down the track sometimes. And again, we can judge ourselves and say, what am I doing? I'm feeling all this now, I'm feeling all that. It's been 6 months, it's been a year, whatever it is, why do I feel all this grief suddenly? And we can judge ourselves harshly in those situations. Don't judge yourself. Like, be gentle with yourself. This self-care is an ongoing thing. It's not like, let me just be gentle with myself because of this breakup. It's about being gentle with yourself continuously. And every day, just being good to you, putting your one foot in front of the other, keep doing the next right thing for your heart and soul is what I always say to my clients. And it's basically what I was saying to myself at one point in time as well. So, you know, there are many things that we can do to find that closure after a breakup. Everyone is different, but I feel like these three, which I will just quickly cover again, are very paramount in your healing journey. So the first one is embracing your emotions and allowing yourself to feel and process fully every single thing without judgment. The second is to reflect on that relationship and learn from the whole experience, see the patterns, see the different scenarios that played out in that situation. Is there something that you can take away from that? But there always is. And how can that be used for your own spiritual healing and growth? And number three is practicing self-care and self-compassion towards yourself, like being incredibly self-loving and knowing that you're going through a breakup. And even if it's like 6 months, a year down the track, like I say, if those feelings arise within you, to be have that self-awareness to take care of yourself. Okay, because it is very, very important. Now, just to finalize this message about recovery and everything else, the difference between a normal, in quote, breakup to a narcissistic relationship is pretty significant. When you get out of a narcissistic relationship, which I won't dive into on this particular episode, it is so much to unravel and unpack. You feel like you're in a narcissistic fog. You come out of it, you don't know what the heck is going on. It really is a total rebuild. And I don't say this lightly, because I have coached many people that have been in these relationships. I myself was in a relationship that was incredibly difficult to let go of. And when I got out of it, it was incredibly challenging to navigate everything that I had gone through. And which is why I myself had a therapist who was incredible, and I worked through a ton of stuff from that relationship. So please note that a normal breakup is not like a narcissistic breakup. And so that is, like I say, a very different scenario very often. So please seek out help with myself or with someone that you feel you can trust to work with to help you in that situation. So those are my three tips today in closure after a breakup. I hope they have been helpful. I'm going to be doing some episodes where we dive in a lot deeper. I'm giving you just some overall general information at the moment because I'm coming back with these podcasts. Want to start really getting down to some of the real work that needs to be done in order to have a great loving relationship with yourself and with others. And we want to talk about, you know, how to walk away, how to step into the best version of yourself, how to recognize a toxic relationship, how to break those patterns, all of it and everything in between. I'm going to be giving you tips every time I jump on here to help you on your journey, because I want you to have the best relationship. You deserve it. You deserve to have the most healthiest loving relationship. And we all know that that starts with ourselves first, which is what my message is all about. Everything ultimately goes back down to the way we see ourselves, our values, our beliefs about ourselves, everything. So I want to dive deeper into that in the coming weeks. So I will love you and leave you. I hope you all have an amazing day. Please share this podcast if you feel it has been helpful. And I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast, guys. And come follow me on Instagram and grab my book on Amazon, Confessions of a Relationship Junkie.